Blog Talk Radio.
Holiday weekend, so the turn up is about to be really real around these parts. So, yes, on to the shenanigans. So, let me go ahead and put it on out there. We drink, we curse, we say bad things, we kind of make you laugh. We do all that. And so, yeah, that's where we are with the code. And we're glad that you've chosen another Friday night to hang out with us. So, let's jump into these topics. First topic that's coming out tonight, we are going to start with Taylor's topic. So, go ahead and start your topic off, girl.
Well, my topic tonight is pretty much parent shaming. What I mean by that is... shaming a parent or faulting a parent for their choices. Not necessarily bad choices, but just a choice that they decide to make. Prime example, stay-at-home mothers that shame working mothers and vice versa. I was having a conversation with a woman the other day, and she's like, oh, I can't believe you work, and why would you want to be away from your kids that long? It's like, well, the thing is that I don't know how your kids are, but mine tend to cost a little bit of money. So, I mean, I don't know where she was from, that they don't need money. But, yeah, mines are expensive. I don't know. I don't know what type of kids she's raising. And, you know, I felt a little bit in my feelings about it because I'm like, why would you say that about me? You know, I'm not out here doing anything wrong. But in her eyes, I needed to be home with my kids, and that's it. And I feel like working mothers get a very bad rep, not necessarily from other mothers, but I mean, sometimes they get it from, you know, the child's father also. you know, they feel some type of way because, you know, they're out working and they're not at home taking care of the kids. And it's like, you know, sometimes you have to do what you have to do.
That's crazy.
I agree with that. Go on, Dre. What you got to say?
I don't have kids. I really don't know, but the way that situation sounds, that woman must have been born in 1965 where women didn't want to work and stay home because kids are expensive. That kid passing eight.
Hello.
Did you say that they will kill you faster than AIDS?
Heck yeah, you got to look at it. If something goes wrong with your child, what you ready to do?
I got to take off work. I'm ready. There's a lot of things that can happen.
Scrap. Kids will ruin your life, man. That's why I'm being jailed for somebody messing with your youngest.
Right.
And then you got to work. So, I mean, ain't like they're going to be going to school naked now unless they got uniforms or something. But you, I mean, I know you want your child
you
to have
it.
Yeah,
you still got to pay for those.
Yeah, you got to pay doctor's bills, everything. I mean, I can't wait to have a youngin', but, yeah, I know they cost a lot of money. And if you don't, you're not
and
ready to have a kid and go broke, don't have one for the condom.
And it gets more expensive the older that they get.
Yeah, because I remember, man, when I was coming up, my mama told me every time I wanted a pair of Jordans, you got Jordan money?
Mm-hmm.
That was her
favorite. And
you think about
it now.
And you think about it. You think about it now. Jordans are way more expensive now than they were back then.
That's what me and my homeboy was in the mall, and these young kids were like, man, they tight, they did that, and I'm like, man, they was way cheaper when we was coming up. I mean, like, way cheaper. They wasn't over no $200. I mean, you would probably spend about 90 to 100, but man, this shit is ridiculous now. And then, well, they always say girls cost less than boys. Boys' clothes cost more. I mean, I heard that a ton of times, too. Because, like, a lot of women don't like buying boy clothes.
Me, personally, I think it's way easier to shop for my boys than it is for my daughter. Because I can grab them a blue T-shirt, blue jeans, and a pair of sneakers and be fine. But, and she's five, so she's set in her ways. She likes what she likes. So it's like, okay, I like this shirt with this pants and this suit, and it's like, oh, my God. And God forbid if you get periwinkle and you get salmon, and it's two different color pinks, Lord Jesus, it's all over. It's not the same color. What you mean? It's pink. It's not pink. It's not the same shade. You know what? I'm sick of you and this pink. How about that?
So, hey, you know I have an older girl. So my daughter's 15. So imagine that 5-year-old times 10. and a personality of mine. So I get it. And I don't understand where people think or what it takes to raise children now. Because I have to work every day and still have to be mommy. I mean, I have friends who are stay-at-home moms, and I don't knock them for that at all, because they also have a husband that works and has a good job. So they can do that. They can stay home with the children and take care of them and do that. That is fine. I am the breadwinner. I am the only adult in the household.
So
I have to work. So these bills don't get paid if I don't work. So it's like, okay. And then, you know, she has learned how to shop on a budget when it comes to certain things. When it comes to her, you know, little clothes, she's a small size, so I can find her some good stuff. But when it comes to them shoes,
baby, listen.
That little girl might have shoes every time I get shoes. And now she's getting to the point where she's now like, oh, Mom, can I try on your heels? No. Because that means now I have to buy heels for you other than tissues. And just her birthday just passed, and best friend know about this. She was like, Mom, I really want these shoes. And I was like, okay, I'm going to see what I can do to try to get them for you. Them shoes cost more than anything. And I said, look, girl, you can't get them shoes. Because you're going to want to do other things for your birthday. You're going to need spending money when you go to the amusement park with your friends who you all celebrate your birthday with. You're going to need money for that. You are going to need, I'm going to have to feed some kids, too. You're going to want a birthday gift. That right there, just if I buy those shoes now, that's your birthday, your return to school clothes, your Christmas, and your next birthday. And I kid you not, the shoes that she wanted were some Jordans, and they were in the store, and you can only buy specialty shoes, and they were the Fresh Prince Jordans. Anybody who watched the Fresh Prince knows who the ones I'm talking about. She wanted them. So I went and priced them. The adult shoe. Mind you, she's a kid set, so she can wear a kid's shoe. I looked at the adults first. The adults said $500. Dude, you're smoking.
Wait
crack.
A minute.
We're not doing that.
Wait a minute.
The kid's shoe. Wait a minute. I'm not even a girl. The kid's shoe was $400.
Yeah,
no.
Tim, I tried to get her to give me a perfect.
And look at this. When I told her about the shoe, and I told her how much they cost, she looked at me like, we're not going to get them? And I looked at her like, you? And
like,
I looked at her like,
so
who are you talking to?
We're not going
to
get them?
I'm like, no.
Man, I
died
laughing at you. That was funny as hell. She was like, so what's wrong with me, Mom? What's wrong with
like,
me? She didn't claim it. She said, we're not getting my shoes.
No, we're not getting them. She enjoyed her birthday, but she didn't get them shoes. I promise you, she didn't. And I think what she's doing, because she's not slick, she got a little piece of money for her birthday or whatnot. She ain't spent none of it. What I think she's doing is saving whatever money that she can to get these shoes. Now, that's smart of her because she know her mama is not going to do it. But I just don't want her to be stuck in that place of, I have to have these high-priced shoes. And you ain't got nobody's job. Nothing. You just sitting around reading books all summer. You ain't doing nothing. And anyone who thinks that mothers shouldn't work, they live in the 1950s where they probably three meals a day. She fixes lunch, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and the kids come home on lunch. Like, no, 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 no. The crazy people all day long. I have to work. I need something that's direct deposited into my checking account every 2 weeks. I need something. Like, I have to.
Man, well, she cannot be damn working. Like, what is her life about?
So, I mean, and then you have people who...
I'm still stuck on the $500. I'm sorry. I can't get past that. That thing that gave me a headache.
Yeah, they was $500, and the joints that I got, mine was $250, but in that store right there, they re-released them, and them bitches was $300.
Nobody is. I'm sure they'll probably be closed next year.
I don't know, because everyone was packed yesterday. They was in there getting them yesterday.
Could be, you know what? It could be that's what them little hustlers shop and you think they're balling out of control. And,
that's what I'm thinking.
But, dude, I really think that you don't, I mean, why do you need those shoes? Like, is it that serious to give more money back into this for these shoes that he's going to re-release
then,
next year in a different color?
And, yeah, and then on top of that, when you look up how much it costs to make them, you will be so freaking mad.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm okay with her liking Vans and stuff like that. I can go purchase you a few pair of Vans for that. She likes skateboard shoes. I don't know why she don't skateboard. She just likes little shoes. You know, and just like what the shoes I bought her for Christmas. You know, that's fine. But when I went to go get the Vans, I was like, okay, she's going to need some clothes to match this. So I bought her some little clothes to match it, not realizing the sweater costs more than the shoes. I told her, I said, look, this, we don't have to put you on a budget real life. You 15 and need a budget. No, ma'am. Hey, who do you think we are? I was a regular job. But, you know, if I have something, she has it too. Like, it just works out like that. And, being a single parent, you know, you have to do what you have to do for your kids. Some people are not going to understand that because they don't understand what a single parent is. You know what I'm saying? You ain't always got your baby daddy. You ain't always got a husband. We understand. I definitely understand that because I do everything. So
yeah, but I'm saying, though, she said, she asked Taylor, why was she working? Like, she wasn't supposed to be.
And you
should
have said, bitch, why you don't have no hobbies? I mean, what?
For real,
How about you saying you
ain't working these days? You got money like that to buy a rap
and work. And it's not only that, but, like, I've been on both sides. Like, I was home with the boys for a year and a half. And I spent 3 years at home with my daughter. So I've been on both sides. Like, I don't mind being at home, but I actually prefer working just for my own sanity because there's only so many conversations you can have about Thomas the Train. There's only so many times that you can dance with, what is it? You can dance with Dora. It's only so much you can take. Before you start to just realize, like, I'm really sick of this. Like, I love Daniel Tiger. I think his message is awesome. Sharon is caring and all that fun stuff. However, just because that Daniel Tiger marathon is on doesn't mean that we have to watch every episode. It starts to, like, the first two were cool. Now we're on the third episode. And now we're still, okay. So now here it is 1 o'clock, and I ain't seen a regular person on TV since before you got up.
Boy, I swear to God, that was my niece and nephew with that damn trifling-ass motherfucking Dora Explorer. Oh, my God.
Okay.
That hoe got on my nerves.
Not that hoe.
Oh,
my
God. Man,
I was so happy
when my sister came. When she come walking through that door, and I had to go watch TJ Taylor no more. Like, Lord Jesus, like, we ready to go outside. I don't even smoke cigarettes. I was like, Lord, I need a Newport.
Backpack, backpack, you. Oh, Lord, God, Jesus, please stop.
Oh,
you know,
my
daughter likes
bad,
stuff like
boy.
That. I mean, she likes it. But you know what? I've never just had once. I don't think I stayed home at all. Like, you know, I did the whole. Like, I'm thankful that I had my grandmother because my grandmother was a Head Start teacher and director. So when she retired, you know, that was fine for us because my daughter was, you know, would stay there. My grandmother would do those things so I could work. So that, and I understand why you stayed home with your daughter and your sons at an early age. I understand that. And I don't knock nobody, I don't knock nobody for doing it. But don't try to place your situation on someone else. Like this, whoever
mm-hmm,
this lady
exactly.
is. Like, mm-hmm. lady, you don't know my story. You don't know why I have to work. Because, see, you don't realize, lady, I got 4 kids. You know? And one of them feels like they need to be in sports. And so one of them needs more money than what I can give right now, so I got to work.
Mm-hmm.
Just because, and then if you're one of these single mothers who don't work and you own the system, you need to shut up. Shut Tuda up. Because if I wasn't paying my taxes, you wouldn't have anything.
Not a dime. This is also true.
So your state goes all the way back to please just stay in your lane. Your lane is stay-at-home mom. You need to converse and have conversations with other stay-at-home moms. There's no need for you to come over here in the working mom lane. That's just realistic. Did you say stay home and drink Alizé? First of all, who
yep.
still drinks that? Just kind of just stay in your own lane. Like, that's probably why they have, you know, those stay-at-home mom groups and stuff. Be around them. Talk about how y'all like six and peanut butter jelly sandwiches with bananas and shit. Like, talk about that.
Hey, that's the bomb, y'all. I need to go get me some, too.
Oh, God, this stay-at-home dad who ain't got no kids.
Exactly.
Hey, that was my protein, man, for work, yo. That was the shit. Bananas and dang on peanut butter, that shit fire.
Oh, my God. But, you know, just have those conversations. Stay over there. Because well, you're not going to understand the reason why I need happy hour.
Well,
you're not going to understand it. You understand
oh,
that I've
hello.
Had to deal with I've had to deal with people talking stupid to me all day long, and then I got to come home to this kid who has not stopped talking since I walked in the door.
Okay. They got to tell you about everything. I got up. I opened my eyes. I rolled over. I played inside. I played outside. I picked up my spoon. And 4 hours later, they still trying to tell you everything that they did. Meanwhile, you like I just want you to stop, like, just please. And you know what I discovered though, because I got little ones. Nobody told me, like all my other friends that have little ones, they tried to keep this little gem from me, but I found it and I use it to my advantage. Oh, this Frozen business. Oh, Frozen will get it done.
I don't know nothing about Frozen. My child was too old for Frozen.
Oh, my God. That's
okay.
Another one.
Frozen,
and TJ and Shayla, they don't
get
even listen to it, but them chaps next door, when they be outside on their little rackety playground they just built in front of my crib, who's younger is that damn happy in the morning on the slide? Like, seriously. I had a song
somebody
called,
whose mama don't work.
Let it go.
You ain't got to sing the song.
You ain't got to sing the song.
I'm telling you, you put that on, you got at least
it's
an hour
like,
and a half.
And they,
peace
they,
and quiet.
They will
I promise
there,
you.
They will sit there and look at it like they in a trance, yo. Like they stuck.
And if you really want to get technical, what you do is, if they finish watching it, and they get upset, you replay it again. Now you got another hour and a half.
Yep.
Peace and
quiet.
They
will not move. Hey,
they
you know the move? You know the part, you know the little part down in the mall, right, Jay, where everybody be at? Sitting down and stuff,
yeah.
Like, but he used to have the performance. Man, one morning, I was in the mall trying to get the ticket for the Jordans, right? And that song came on, all them cats were running around there, they were just hyper as hell. That song came on, they stopped. It was like they was in a trance. They stopped, they were just sitting there singing. Like the little cartoon was sitting right there. And all the mamas and daddies was like,
see, I'm just glad that my child was already older before that came out. I'm just glad because I didn't have to.
It might work on.
No, like she's so funny because she's so mean and but she's quiet. You don't hear her in the house until you have to walk into her room and see what she's doing. So she usually has her headphones on watching Netflix on her tablet. And now she's on One Tree Hill. She acts like this just came out. And I was like, wait a minute. One Tree Hill was on so long ago. And she's watching these episodes like they just came out. So I know she ain't watching those.
Girl, that is the show. I don't know what you mean. I just didn't like the way it ended.
Okay, well, I don't know. Listen. We're not talking about that. I'm just telling y'all that's what she be watching on her Netflix. I've watched it so long ago, it's like I don't watch that now. And she's rewatching 90210 and stuff like this. I'm like, what are you doing? She's such an old soul. She's my kid. But
I was done with that too. It's like the white people.
Yeah. Oh my God, just stop. So but yeah, that's her thing. And she understands sometimes like mommy has to work. She understands that. When your kids get to the point of they understand that you have to bring money into the home, what other people got to say, it don't much matter. And it don't.
True that.
So you can tell that lady that I said, and you can tell her
kiss
mind. Your ass. I don't care. For my business. And stay in her life. And that's me saying it in a nice way. I was not.
I told her the same thing, but it didn't quite come out the way that you said it. It didn't.
You can be nice.
It wasn't nice at all. It wasn't.
Alright. So
yeah, it wasn't.
It's okay. It's alright. It's okay. It's alright.
She deserves it.
We're gonna work on your nicer. We're gonna still work.
That is right.
That's just something we're working on. You're a work in progress. So we're gonna kind of shimmy on to something else. What y'all want to talk about? Jumping from relationship to relationship or Facebook friend? Which one y'all want to do? Which one y'all want to go first? Cause we can go in.
So you, Selena.
Okay, let's first talk about this relationship. Jumping from relationship to relationship. So I think this is part of my topic. Why is it that people do not give themselves time to get over a relationship? And, you know, I people watch. I sit back and I watch people all day, every day. They entertain my soul wonderfully. Where there's this one young lady, I know for a fact that you just got out of a relationship like a month ago, and now all of a sudden you're into this tagging this other dude in your thing, and oh, you make me so happy, and this, that, and the third. Okay, have you really got over the last relationship you were in? Because there's pieces of you that were left in that relationship, and that's with everybody. Like when you get out of a
How long were they dating?
They were together, I want to say, a year and a half or so, almost 2 years.
She got over
it's not long.
That
and
damn quick.
And
she was never in love with him.
Like, that's what my thought process kind of goes. Because I know for me, and I can only speak for myself when it comes to relationships. I'm ready, but I ain't ready to be in one. Okay? Because I still got some stuff inside my spirit that I'm working on. And I gotta get out.
Okay, see,
and
you're not done with me yet.
Say what?
Steve Harvey, he's not done with me yet.
You're so stupid. God ain't done with me yet because there's some stuff that he's working on with me, and I can't give myself overly completely to someone because there's just this little other piece of me that just is not going to allow it. And I don't understand how you jump from relationship to relationship week after week and month after month. I don't get it. It takes me a while to even just like somebody enough to say, you know what? I might let you take me out on a date. I might. Matter of fact, I'm not quite sure. Like, that's where I'm at. It, because people do stuff that make me say, that will make me say, fuck this, I'm not doing it. I'm just not going to do it. And so I don't understand how you so in love so quick. I don't get that. I just don't get it. And then I guess it kind of goes for with the Facebook content kind of sort of in that together because now you got to blast that shit all over fucking Facebook. Who cares? Y'all do not understand how many times I wanted to say, bitch, who cares? I don't care. I don't think your other Facebook friends care because I'm nobody like this shit.
Oh, she one of them that don't get no likes to still be down blasting it like it's the best thing ever.
Right.
That's funny.
And it's like, because we noticed you were just in a relationship with this other dude before. Like, so why? And I know if I see it, I know others see it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
like, if
okay. Okay, she's one of those. Like, on Monday, you in love, and y'all so happy. Tuesday come, y'all beefing. Wednesday, y'all not together. And then Friday, she got new boo.
Yeah,
and
it's something
post,
like that.
That's like a post I made, and I caught so much heat for it. And I was like, I was just being funny. I was like, shout out to the people that was in a relationship the other day, and then they broke up, and then they back in a relationship again today. And everybody jumped on my case. You so petty. You this, you that. Yeah, you don't know them people's lives and blah, 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 blah. Like, man, whatever. If you can be in a relationship with somebody and then 48 hours later y'all broke up and then y'all right back together again, come on. Yep, come on.
Like, I just feel like give yourself a break. Give it a moment to be like, you know what? I need to recollect my spirit. Because I gave this man so much of my spirit that I have got to recollect my own and build it back up. That's just me. Like, maybe I need time. Maybe these bitches don't need no turnaround time. I don't know, but I need some turnaround time.
And it's just like... Like the situation, you know what I'm saying, with me or whatever, and I'm like, yeah, I'm single, whatever, it happened. But I ain't in no rush that I ain't going to just jump out there and do that. I got to make sure that I'm completely over that person.
Right. Like, if you legit love somebody, you can always tell who the fuck up was in the relationship. Let me tell y'all how you figure it out. Y'all probably going to be like, you so stupid, girl, whatever. Okay, the person who moves along the quickest is a fuck-up in a relationship. They never were really in that relationship. How is it so easy for you to get over this person that you supposedly love? Don't do it because you want to make it look like that you want to find them to be the jealous type. No, because I promise you, that other person, they're really not studying you. They're trying to get back to them. Or that person who already had somebody waiting in the wings, because that's what bullshit-ass people do sometimes. They have these other people sitting over there waiting in the wings for you to stop talking to them. I have no respect for you hoes. So I hope that person decided to listen to me. I have no respect for them hoes. So.
Oh, okay.
I hope you decided to listen to me and call us. But I just feel like this is stupid. Like, you hoe-ass person. If you didn't want to be in a relationship, you shouldn't have gotten into a relationship. If you felt like you were going to just move it on along. Every time I turn around, you got a different chick that you talk to. Every time I turn around, you got a different dude you're talking to. Can you not serial date and just date yourself? But, you know, people don't do that no more. Like, people look at me funny because I date myself. I am the best fucking company
I
can keep.
Yeah, I caught heat for that last night, too. Well, the other day, I got clowned for that, too.
Don't forget to use the lotion.
Wait, what?
Yeah,
he's talking about having sex with himself. I'm talking about just dating myself.
My post was, I said, it's date night with myself. And next thing you know, everybody jumping on my post talking about, well, make sure you wash your hands after you get done and this, then. So I'm like, okay, y'all motherfuckers got jokes.
No, it's just that those people don't know how to date. They think sex is dating. No. Just because you like to rub on my ass every once and again, that ain't dating. No. No. I'm sorry. No. That's not what this is.
Yeah, I take myself walks to the park and everything.
You take yourself every day. Every day.
Yep.
You sure do. I take myself to the movies often.
You know,
hell,
what?
I Netflix and just... No, you didn't start to do that today. No, you didn't. Shut up.
Yeah, so I forgot I had to work.
No, you weren't.
And I was thrilled.
Whatever. But, yeah, and I Netflix and chill with myself every night. That's how I go to sleep. It's just that you have to learn how to date yourself and get back to yourself. Yes, I've been single for a while. I have. Would I like to date? Sure. Do I want to be in a relationship? I don't know yet. Because these dudes out here these days, they on some old other shit. And I was talking to my homegirl the other night about how dating is just like so bogus. And just because these athletes and celebrities try to talk to you, don't make them no good dude. They just a sorry ass dude with money. Like, at what point do you learn how to be treated like a lady? When do men start talking to us like we're ladies? We're not asking you to, you know, be like a super duper cornball or anything. We just want you to say, hey, how are you doing? Or how was your day today? Or, you know, you want to go catch a movie and go to dinner or something? Just act like you got good goddamn sense. That's all we ask you to do. That's all. Stop thinking because you got bank and you all right looking. You might not be the cutest thing in the bunch, but nigga, you got flaws like a bug.
Talking about I'm a boss.
A boss of what? So what you do? What businesses do you own, sir? You
cannot be a boss if you're an athlete because you still work for somebody. You dumb son of a bitch.
You work for the NFL.
Thank you. You work for somebody. You ain't no business.
And you have to look at it like, who do you think you are? And then it's okay. We as women, we are okay with a blue collar dude. Let me take this back. I can only speak for myself. I'm okay with a blue collar dude. I like a man who can go out and he can work and be awesome at his job. Awesome, good, great. As long as you can take care of yourself and I can take care of myself, we can be all right together. But just because you have a little bit of money doesn't mean that you can be the ultimate asshole.
That's true.
You can't be at all. Sir, you need to humble yourself, because anytime that you get out on that court, putting your life in danger, just like that blue-collar man, every time he goes up to work, he may be putting his life in danger. You shut to the up and humble yourself and just think you, and remember that money ain't everything. I got a little piece of money. I work. That's why my daughter think it was okay to ask me for them $400 shoes. I work.
Mm-hmm.
But just because your pocketbook is a little bit bigger than my pocketbook, don't mean your attitude need to be bigger than my pocketbook. I promise you can't.
Like my homeboy, you said it worked. She got a pocketbook, don't she?
Because
a lot of females out here these days, they ain't got no pocketbook. Half of them ain't even got a deal for them.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, when my homeboy broke this shit down to me, and I had to really think about what he was thinking about, what he was talking about, he was like, man, if you date somebody, make sure she got a pocketbook. And I was like, what are you talking about? He was like, make sure she got some money. So that way, you know what I'm saying, y'all can split the bills you got too. You know what I'm saying, you pay 50, she pay 50. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you ain't got it, she got it. You know what I'm saying? If you got it, she ain't got to worry about it because you got it. Don't be with somebody that's going to sit there and want you to do everything, every 24, every hour, 1 hour. You got to do it all. You got to pay the people. Do this, do that. And when he broke it down to me, like, I was like, you know what? That's some real shit. Make sure she got a pocketbook. Because a lot of them ain't got no pocketbooks, man. They want you to do everything.
A lot of them only got one pair of tights that they've been wearing for 2 weeks.
Oh my god!
It was one that came in the damn in CC's today when me and my homie was in there eating. She was straight, like she was flying on the wood. Messed around and turned around, she had a big ass hole right behind the knee of them black ass tights. And then she turned to the dang on front. She had a damn hole on the other side of the knee. And I'm like, yo, what is this?
Oh.
like,
it's only the knee part?
I had a hole in the back and the front.
Oh, she was busy. She was trying to get to it.
God almighty.
I'm glad I wasn't out at that function.
Boy, we cracked her laughing at that.
I know. What the bejesus? Oh, sorry. I'm on my timeline. Y'all excuse my life.
Yeah, I did the same thing when I got on mine. I was like, what the hell? Why would you post? Oh, goodness. And that's what you, oh, no. It was a mixture of emotions.
Mine was no mixture. But Jesus came out. Yes, but Jesus. I just don't understand that person's life. But anyway, that's not for me or anybody else. But yes, I just don't understand that whole concept of jumping from relationship to relationship. What do you gain from that? Because you're not getting over stuff. Like, what do you gain from it? You get a new piece of business? I mean, I don't understand.
Unless he came through and magically swept you off your funky ass feet, but I don't see that happening.
I don't know. I have yet to be swept. Now, somebody tried to sweep me off my feet. They tried. But then they got in their feels about the shit. And so, therefore, they didn't make it. They didn't make it.
You are the weakest link.
Okay. Family, let's talk about this. Let's just talk about this just for a second. So, y'all know I am just, if anybody asks me any kind of question, y'all know I'm going to shoot it real straight to you, right? I'm going to give you the answer that I feel, and if I feel that way, that's my honest truth, okay? Someone made a statement, and they said, I feel like sometimes I annoy you. I don't want to be that person. And my thought process was, well, you do sometimes, not all the time, but just sometimes, and not to the point of where I don't want anything to do with you. Just sometimes just don't do certain things. Like, it's not that you get on my nerves all the time. It's just that one thing that you do that gets under my skin and it crawls. I'm asking you not to do that. They got mad. Upset. Ain't talked to me in a week. Mad. Hot like fire. You stated that you feel like that's what happens, and so me confirming that for you, was that the issue? Because you're not gonna like my, or you're not liking my honesty about the whole situation. That's what you get with me. You get that. You're not. I'm not gonna sugarcoat shit for nobody. I don't care. It's not for me to be your best. Like, I'm not gonna do that. I'm even my best friend. No, I'm not gonna shoot you no shit. You ask me a question, you're gonna get the real answer. You're not gonna get a lie. You're not gonna get no fluffy stuff. That's what you're gonna get. Now, I may put it in a way that is nicer than what it should be, because what really wants. Sometimes it do come out nice. It do. Shut up. Just trying to act like you hear me. Anyway. But I just feel like, why are you, and then when I say, are you upset with me? No, I'm not upset. I'll talk to you later. You're upset. That to me just shows me that you don't know how to take me. So therefore, you are not ready for someone like me. You can move it on along.
Ain't nobody come see you, Otis.
That's all right. They ain't got to come see me, Otis. They ain't got to come see me. They ain't got to come see me because I'm moving all along. People like me. They like my personality. It's just not for everybody to receive.
That's
how it
is sometimes.
I'm a nice person. I will give anybody anything. But just don't be stupid. Just don't be stupid ass. If I tell you something, I want you to remember that shit. I ain't tell you that for my health. Remember it. Write it down. Put it into your remembrance. Memorize that shit. But if you forget, that's not on me. And I don't repeat myself. Well, therefore, guess what? You better remember that shit. So yeah, that's why I'm at. That's why I'm not dating. That's why nobody has swept me off my feet at this point. I'm still on my feet. I'm still walking around, having a good time. Ooh, them shoes is cute. Ooh. Oh, sorry.
What? What you laughing at?
I ain't said a word.
Oh. F your life. All right. So we're gonna move along to this Facebook fronting situation.
Oh,
hey,
no.
Looks like our homie is on the line. Hey, boo. Welcome to the show. Welcome to work.
Hey, hey. How y'all doing?
Hey.
What's going on? What was that?
Dre, why are you?
Really, Dre?
I don't know what's going on with him, but he's extra petty today.
Really? Like, really? It's like that with us, Dre? We supposed to be tight. Like, what happened?
No.
You need me to get back on Facebook? You need me to get back on Facebook so I can start tagging you and stuff so we can be, like,
yeah, because I need some new friends because I dumped my other friend, and then I tried to make Taylor my new best friend, and then Taylor didn't want to be my best friend. So I'm lonely.
Oh, but you ain't done me.
We are still friends.
I was just trying to get my money together. You going to pay my bills?
See, we already talked about this, girl. We talked about that. We got to pay these bills. We got these kids to feed, girl. We got to eat. Like, what? These bills to pay.
Mm-hmm.
Hey,
what's going on, y'all?
He's mad at me. He's upset with me because I told him something earlier and he didn't like it and he hung up on me.
Ray, you can't be like that.
Whatever. Y'all just don't know the shade that came from her lip. And then she said it like she can give two shits.
You sound real, real mad right now. Like, real,
yeah, I'm
real,
petty
like,
as hell. I am petty as hell.
You sound like you on petty cloud 10,000 tonight.
Exactly. Exactly.
But I still love you, though. I still love you, though.
He just petty. He real petty. They real pain in her. So you're just in time for you. So you just in time for the topic to jump into Facebook friend, girl. We got these frienders on Facebook.
Oh, Lord.
And we're gonna talk about really like these people are not really out here adulting. They can't be adulting. They can't be.
Nah,
not effectively.
Nah,
for the Facebook.
You ain't got the lot of kickers. You ain't got the lot of kickers.
So, the first Facebook friend I would like to... Y'all think about y'all Facebook friend, okay? What y'all see the people front on about on Facebook. So,
mm-hmm.
I'll go first. This dude, right? Yeah, y'all see how ghetto I got right now? So...
yeah, you went there.
There's a dude, right? So, there's this little dude... He is forever in my inbox, in
mm-hmm.
my DM,
mm-hmm.
on this other little website that I'm on, text messaging me always, and I don't ever respond to his messages.
Mm-hmm.
Reason being, because nigga, you got a girlfriend. I'm not responding to no shit because you got a girlfriend. Now, I've seen your girlfriend.
Ass.
I seen her. I know what she looks like. I can call her.
Mm-hmm.
I can call her by her name.
Mm-hmm.
You hear what I tell you?
I hear you.
And I always talking about them. You know, I love my girlfriend. She's the best thing. Oh, happy anniversary. We just celebrated a year. Is there a reason why you celebrating a year and you in my inbox?
Mm,
get your front ass off Facebook. If you cannot be in your relationship and stay faithful in your relationship, then get your ass.
Your entire ass off my inbox. Yeah.
I mean, y'all taking trips, y'all doing all this stuff, y'all on vacation, you inboxing me.
Mm-hmm. You front and inbox about that bitch sleep.
Houseway, how? Why? Get your front ass on Facebook. Stop it. Just stop it. So that's my rant for front ass people on Facebook.
Lord.
Who's next?
Can I go?
Sure, mm-hmm. girl. Welcome to on in.
Okay,
jump
so
in.
This is
jump
my,
out.
This is introduce this is my biggest. You stupid. This is my biggest thing. It's all about these bitches that be on their front end. Like, they are in touch and in line with the Lord, and they're like, hallelujah. And then, yeah.
And God.
You feel me? I'm all together with God, the Lord. He is the light of my life and my salvation, and he is everything, and da-da-da-da. And then... the bitches is posting bitches in the club, like, y'all posted up, you ass out, just like, really? Like, you was just, like, hallelujah, you know, and now you doing this, like, or you see them out, and they totally different, you know what I'm saying? And they just, like, I'm like, hold on, or this is the biggest one, how you know, I got a lot of guy friends who are like, you know, just cool, cool people, like, you know what I mean? And, you know, guys talk, you know what I'm saying? Guys will talk to you if you they homie. They'll talk to you and tell you stuff. And it's like, this is the same one that was talking about, you know, she saved and sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, but yet she in his inbox being all kind of nasty. Like, she just, my thing is this. I'm not saying that you're supposed to be absolutely, you know, you don't have issues. We all got issues. But my thing is, don't front like you floating on the fucking cloud, you know what I'm saying, and then you turn around and you do something totally different. Like, that's not how it's supposed to be. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you ratchet, you ratchet. If you whorish, you whorish. Like, just it, own your shit. That's, you know.
Oh, God.
Own it.
Kanye. I mean, I know they out there saving people daily. I know they are.
I understand.
Own everything peace about you. Own yourself.
But you
like to fuck Peter? Girl, you like to fuck Peter? Do it.
How you going to this is the thing that really irritates me, how they be trying to make you believe that they really got it together. Because if you got your thing together with the Lord, you ain't got to, you know what I'm saying? It's people going to be able to see that you got your thing together with the Lord. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a hellion, but I got my thing together. You know what I'm saying? I got issues, you know what I'm saying? But anybody truly know me, you know what I'm saying? I love the Lord, and he love me. You know what I'm saying? He know everything that's going on with me. You know what I mean? But I don't try to pretend like I'm holding him down. I'm cloud, and I'm, you know what I'm saying? And then they be in, like, the ones who be going live in church, like, why the fuck you is, why you live in church? Your motherfucker is not concerned. Because you were just Jezebel and laying up with that motherfucking bottle and laying up with the boy, old boy from the club that you just met. Like, why are you doing that? Where they do that at? Just keep it real.
How? Mm-hmm. How? What? How?
Mm-hmm. Hold 'em. You practicing hold 'em on Saturday. You practicing hold 'em on Saturday and hallelujah on Sunday.
Mm. I don't understand it, but, you know.
Okay.
In rent.
Who are we to understand what their life is about?
I just mind my own business, stay in my lane.
You stupid. Because I'm just sitting back watching. I'm at home watching, like, I'm not you. Because you know some people, like, who are you know who your saved and sanctified and Holy Ghost filled people are. You know who they are.
Like, yeah,
because
they
don't
know
who,
the people. They don't have to do that.
They don't have to do no extra stuff. They come in, they pop in for a second, and they pop right on out. I know for myself. It ain't no fun. I got issues.
You guys
are working on me.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. But I got issues with my tongue. I promise you some days he says, you shut up and you shut up now.
Right.
I
promise you.
Oh, boy. Shut up,
Dre. I ain't said a word, man. I'm still laughing because what she said, because I know a whole heap of that shit going on. Praise the Lord.
Check what the Bible says, y'all. Check what the Bible says.
God's good all the time.
Hold on, man.
God's good all the time. The next 5 minutes, you bitch get on my nerves. Like, what's the Lord just did?
Hold on, Dre. They posting scriptures. They posting scriptures 1 minute, and then your inbox screenshotting your pictures.
Bruh, that's 24/7. That's 24/7, man.
You ain't got to lie to kids. Just be who you are.
You know what? You ain't even got to lie. I understand that you may want a man that's saved. I understand that. You think that's what you got to do? To do it. No. It's okay. That's all right. It feels good. I'm like, okay, I'm fine. I came outside for a second to crash out. But, okay. Next Facebook friend situation. Mm-hmm. Who's up next?
Taylor Swift.
What?
Go ahead, Taylor. Go ahead.
Don't, Taylor.
Go ahead, Taylor. Jump in. Jump out.
Okay.
We're ready.
I can't.
That whole jump in to how introduce yourself, I can't.
I can't, right? I can't.
Go ahead now.
Okay. I'm learning how, oh my God, jump in, jump out. That threw me off. All right, going back. This whole thing with just being, I'm going to go back to people that post everything. Like, I have something to say about that. I've learned how not to do that because I used to do that all the time.
Me too.
Just to post everything. And it wasn't until I got a little older, I got a little bit mature, like, it's not your business.
Mm-hmm.
It's not your business. And
right.
When you start doing that, you start inviting things, unnecessary things, into your relationship.
Absolutely.
Because now everybody got an opinion. Everybody got something to say. Oh, I don't know how you tolerate this. I wouldn't do this. I wouldn't do that. Okay. That's cool. You just mind your business. But
right.
you put it on social media, so now everybody knows. Like,
we
as far as I'm concerned,
boyfriend ain't shit.
Yeah. And now you friends with everybody, so now we don't know this man from a can of paint, but we know he treats you like shit. So every time you in your feelings, sometimes every time you post something about being sad, we automatically assume it's because of him. And
right.
I feel like it's not your business. Like if we're going through something, then that's our business. Yeah, I might talk to a specific person about it, but I'm not going to tell everybody. As far as I know, everybody on my timeline single. They ain't messing with nobody, and that's how it is. Because once I start seeing
right.
stuff like that, it's time to be deleted. Like, me personally, like, I don't talk about my relationship. People don't know I'm in a relationship because it's not your business to.
Exactly.
Right.
Like, it's not your business. And
right.
you might catch me posting something or whatever, and it'll be like, oh, what you in your feelings about? I'm not in my feelings about shit. I saw this and thought it was fucking hilarious, and I posted it.
Exactly. That's how
exactly.
I work. That's how
it
I work.
Don't
shit be funny to me.
Okay, I seen a couple of memes. I was just like, you know what? I'm going to save these for a rainy day.
Right.
Because what I know is going to happen, somebody is going to see this
mm-hmm.
and be like, you know what? I needed that laugh today.
Mm-hmm.
I got a bunch of them just hanging out, waiting for that one day.
Me too, girl.
It was. It's just the other day. I posted. What did I post? Oh, wait. Oh, sorry. I got sidetracked by something. Sorry.
Get your life together.
He was. I'm a screenshot it. And yeah.
Don't send nothing
mm-hmm.
to me.
Okay.
Don't send nothing. Mm-mm, I don't know what you have been sent.
and my
virginess ties. My eyes have been touched by some water, and they are now virgins again. Okay. Well, it wasn't bad, and it wasn't sent to me. It was just on my little Instagram. I just happened, like, you know how you follow people? I saw him. He was very, it was delicious. But that's fine. I won't finish
delicious.
It.
It was delicious.
Well, just write my name up under it.
Okay. I tag you in it. But what was it? A few months ago, I posted this. The picture, the meme says, you called me ugly in seventh grade, now you in my messages, right? And then some, like, it took one person, and they was just, oh, so you got people inboxing you from the seventh grade. Who? It's not, nobody inboxed me anything. I saw this and thought it was hilarious. Like, everything that's posted ain't about everything.
Right. People take it too serious.
Okay. And I know sometimes I'm guilty of it, too, because I read too much into shit. Like, sometimes because, like, we all know I'm a little touched. So sometimes when I see stuff, I'm like, I'd be like, hey, you wanna tell me what this means? And he'll be like, bitch, that should say good morning. I understand to say good morning, but who is this? And then I have to remember, like, do you hear how you sound? Do you hear? Did you just hear what you did? Like, you and your feelings because somebody said good morning?
Right.
Like, yeah. Yeah.
That's why I don't say good morning to people.
But now, because I'm petty, I'm not going to, like, I know I'm wrong, but I'm not going to back down because you ain't about to, you know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't about to punk me. So now I got to carry on this fake-ass thing about why she's saying good morning to you. And it's petty. I know it is. Deep down in my spirit, it's petty. I know. But I'm just not going back down because I'm a little off and I'm petty. So I'm not and I do it. And it's sad that I do it and I try not to. So sometimes when I see stuff, I'll just be like, oh, okay. I won't just be like, you know, you want to tell me what the fuck this shit means? I don't be like that, but I just be like, hey, so what's going on here? Or what's happening with this? But now he's at the point now where he just like, he'll just be like, I'm just going to ignore you. And then that's when I'm like, all right, team, too much petty. All right, I'm going to go in the room. All right. But I just think like everything ain't for everybody.
That's true. So true.
We can agree. We can all agree that we don't care.
Yeah.
About this in your life.
Mm-mm.
I personally don't care. I personally don't comment on half of the shit I see. I don't. I sure don't. Unless it's something that is really tickling to my spirit. Because, you know, I get tickled often. And the only person I will make comment to it about is best friend. I won't tell nobody else about it. But I tell him, look, you see this shit that this person posted today? You see this shit? Look at him. Come look at this. Look what you see today. That's me. So you have to be conscious of what you post, okay? Because people, like, I literally had to give myself a Facebook timeout for a day because every time somebody posted something, I said something so cruel in my head that
this
I was like, you know what?
That was funny as hell that day.
I just said, you know what? I'm not talking to nobody on Facebook today. I just can't do it because, I mean, everything that I saw irked my soul. Everything. I didn't have not a nice word to say about nothing. And I said, you know what? I need a break today. I need a break. I really don't like people that much. I don't like them. Dre, it's your turn, and then I'm going to follow up with one more.
All right.
Well,
I'm tagging you in.
My main thing I got two or three things I don't like about Facebook, but I deal with it, and then I make people mad because they still think they try to piss me off or whatever, but I think it's kind of cute because they can't really make me mad. But my main thing is, if I got friends, and I know these people I've been, like, friends with from, like, my tag page, wherever, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got friends that I mess with from out of town, from all over the world. from MySpace, they followed me to Facebook. Now, I know they beautiful, you know what I'm saying? But what gives you the right to send them friend requests and then jump in their inbox, don't say hey or nothing, straight dick pic. And then they inbox to me telling me, did you send this motherfucker to my thing? I can't believe he did it. Then I'm getting cussed out because of you and your stupidity.
You ain't telling me they did that right there, homie.
I mean, people, like, I hear it all the time. You and your fan club. You and your fan club. I can't help that I'm damn funny, and I can't help the fact that I see stupid shit all the time. And if I see it, I'm going to post it. Like
Dre, you're not that funny.
When I seen, when me and Beth came together, we was leaving Ruby Tuesday, and this chick was in it. I was like, God, man, she got a fat ass. She turned around and said, oh, shit, she ain't got no arms. Best friend,
what? What the fuck? Hold on, wait. Hold on.
Wait,
no
a minute,
arms.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Yeah, she didn't. I guess she had might have had cancer or lost arm or whatever. But she had a butt on her, buddy. She had a nice old body. And then
oh,
when
my
she
God.
Walked, I didn't pay attention that she didn't have no arms until she got outside. And I was telling her, because I was like, damn, she got a fat ass. And then she was like, you always looking at somebody's butt. I said, oh, shit, she ain't got no arm. And then she was like, best friend was like, shut the hell up. Everybody got time. Oh, shit, she don't got no arm. And
I can't even. I feel like I'm about to get sucked down my lightning because I want to laugh so bad. I just can't. Oh, my God.
Don't you laugh at that shit. Don't you laugh because it ain't funny.
I didn't post it. But if I would have posted, and then somebody would have been, like, a lot of people would have laughed, but some people would have been like, they'd have been talking shit, talking about, oh, you lying, you fronting, you always seeing shit. But this shit really happened. And, like, I got another one. Me and one of my homegirls were chilling. We going to the store right up the road from my house. Over by A&T, out of nowhere. This chick walking down the road, butt-ass naked. She was just strolling. All she had on was a see-through shirt. No drawers, no bra, no shoes whatsoever. I didn't post it, but I could have, and it would have been funny as hell. But these dudes, they kill me because I guess they be like, well, shit, she fuck with that nigga. I know I got a chance because I'm fine. Like, what the hell? How you just going to jump in her inbox? And just straight start talking nasty, then that affects me, getting me in trouble. And then they thinking that I'm sending them to their page. And dudes, like, this shit is crazy. Like, I ain't been friends with a person a good 24 hours, and all of a sudden you want to be their friend too. And then me, especially, like, if me and you not cool like that, why you want to be cool with my friend? I don't get it.
They're haters.
I just don't understand. And then the thing that really irks my nerves, if you got a problem with me, tag me. Put my name in.
don't subliminal that shit.
Don't delete me first and then put the damn post up. Because, and I know this motherfucker is listening to this damn show tonight. How you going to make a post? You gonna delete me first, then make the post, and then somebody I'm laying in here doing my normal. I'm asleep. It's like 7 o'clock in the morning. I'm knocked out sleep, but I get in my inbox. I get notifications. I'm like, okay, 12 messages. I'm like, okay, what the hell is Jamie Taylor and Medisa talking about at this damn early in the morning? Because usually when my phone go off, they go bing bing bing. It's y'all. So I get a bunch of pictures. Oh, he said this. He said that. I know he's talking about you. Blah, 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 blah. I'm like, okay. We'll see how big he is. Then we get to the joint. I first got smacked, but you walked by me like 100 times. And spoke.
And wait a minute. You didn't tell me it spoke.
Yes. You can ask my man Corey. He was standing right there.
So, let's bring up the speed on white pants.
That thumb sucking irks my nerves. It irks my spirit. I can't stand a thumb
so
thug.
So your friend is thumb thugging.
You a thumb thug.
You a TT.
Them is fake. This is what I call Facebook gangsters.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That's what they doing. Yeah.
And then I don't understand another thing that gets me about Facebook. Okay, these chicks, how do you fall for the banana in the tailpipe three times? Four times. Okay, you were just pregnant, and then you talking about you gonna start doing you and whatever. I know things and blah 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 blah. And then somebody asked them for me. Then this that thing, you know, kapow. You pregnant a damn kid by another fuckboy. Like, what the hell? Did you just say
they don't have a fuckboy radar. They talk that talk like they got a fuckboy radar, but they don't have a fuckboy radar. They don't have it. They try to front like they don't like fuckboys, but obviously they like fuckboys. Because if you keep going back to the same type of motherfucker over and over again, something wrong with your ass.
That's what I was
saying. You know what I'm saying?
It's
like, you can't sit up and complain. I mean, you can't complain about. This is like, I don't understand how these bitches, like, yeah, and he said another fuckboy, but just think. You ever heard somebody complaining about their baby daddy? He ain't shit, he ain't this. But then you got, like, four more kids by his motherfucking ass. So obviously, something about him, he liked.
Yeah, he wasn't
like the way he was. I mean, I ain't no bitch that good. I'm not going to be miserable. No. And you going to just keep somebody. Ain't nobody got time for that shit. Sit down somewhere, people.
Uh-oh, got a comment. Wait a minute. Okay, so we have a comment about who is tired of shit, the French crap that is on Facebook. Dwight Sloan says, people being in their inbox. Do you have inbox hoes, Dwight? Let me ask. Do you have inbox hoes?
I'm like, how you said that?
I don't know if that's you. I keep the hoe in my inbox. Because they always on some other stuff. That goes back to my friend situation. That Negro is inbox hoe. Why you in here?
Inbox hoe.
Why you in my inbox? Trying to hoe. There is nothing. And I promise you, there is nothing you can do for me. Now, one day, my best friend sent me a picture that said, you're going to mess around and I'm going to fuck your back. I'm not going to do that. I don't want you. You look corny. Look like you got a little pee-pee. I don't got to do that. I don't want that.
Did you just say, hold on? Wait. Stop. Roll the tape back. Roll that tape back. Roll
that. Did you just say?
Roll that main footage. I know. I was thinking that, but I didn't want to say Oh, that beautiful bean. Did you just say little pee-pee?
I ain't y'all.
You talking about taller penis, right? You got a taller penis?
I said little pee-pee.
That's what I called him. That's what I called him, thanks. Little taller penis. Working around somewhere. Somebody got time for that.
Got that little person pee-pee? Think you don't go away with that shit?
Ain't nobody got time for that.
I'm a country girl. I like big trucks and big things. You better get on about your business.
Right? Exactly. Let's get it.
I just don't want you to think that it's okay for you to continue to do this. Stop it. It's all right. I don't even open up the message. Because you know on Facebook, you can see when somebody opens up their message and it sees that you read it.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, you send me a message every day, like for a week, and you throw it back, you ought to see how many messages I ain't answered. Then you on my DM, and you, I'm like, and then you're like, I'm not trying to ruin his relationship because when she got a good look at me,
She gonna be mad.
Hell, he already ruined it.
Huh?
He already ruined it.
He already ruined it, but I ain't trying to be. I'm not trying to be the one to tell her your boyfriend is an inbox hoe, and I don't understand why you get him no way. He got love.
See, no, I'm sure she know he an inbox hoe. If you like, I'm sure she know he an inbox hoe because if he inbox hoe, he ain't just inboxing. He ain't hoeing in inboxes with just one person. He's hoeing in inboxes with multiple people. So therefore, somebody decided that they was gonna tell her motherfucking ass because. They were sick of, you know what I'm saying? Because most likely, he inbox hoeing with bitches that's friends on her Facebook page, too.
Mm.
So you know she know. You know she know. She just in denial.
Girl, stop.
Well, you know denial is more than just a river in Japan.
She like it, I love it. Mm-hmm. Nobody got time for that.
I mean, but you know what? They might be mad for each other. She might have a... Shut up, Jamie. Shut up. I was about to say something real evil. I was about to say something real ugly.
I can't deal with you.
I was about to say something too real. Honey, you would have been like...
Girl.
I was about to be real ugly. It wasn't about to be nice. That's why I needed a break that day, because everything that came out of my mouth was an ugly spirit, honey. Everything. I didn't even want to talk to myself that day. Like, golly, Jesus. But Dre kind of took my next fronting situation. Like, if you're going to say some shit, like, tag me in that shit. Don't delete me. Don't block
exactly.
me. Don't say it.
Right.
Don't do it. Like, and we know, Taylor, you know white pants. White pants, Asian bleeding.
I got my tight pants on. Everybody see me in tight pants. I got my tight pants on.
Oh, God, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
That's the last culprit. They wanted to. That was the last culprit who wanted to come through and try to shine on somebody. Your fat ass down. Sit your gummy bear looking self down.
With your winter white pants on.
Honey, them things ain't even winter
them
white. Them suckers is eggshell cream at this point. But we have
them suckers
in
turn beige.
We're not gonna turn no shade.
Taylor, I need Taylor to sing the song again. Let's sing it again.
I got my tight pants on.
I said he got on them britches again. Sound like some old.
Did you call them britches? Holy
britches.
Shit. She called them britches.
Britches. She went there.
Y'all know,
I can't.
Y'all know I'm country and old on the inside. Pull your britches up. Y'all want them tight britches.
Them suckers starting to look like yoga pants.
I just feel sorry for his neck, because they got to be suffocating up in there. If the mugs is just tight, I think I'm picturing in my mind.
I'm in tears. I got tears going down
I need
my
a
face
picture.
While I drink my water.
I need a picture. I need visual confirmation of how tight you're saying so.
I'm sorry. I can't help you. I got deleted and blocked.
Oh, okay.
You got
tight
deleted
pants.
And blocked?
Okay.
Dang,
yeah,
you were playing the same boat. I'm still playing with him, honey.
Oh, no, I'm going to tell you why. Because.
That happened years ago.
No.
Oh.
All right, so listen.
Sure
it was
you
one
sure
night. It might have been. So
I
one night,
was,
I was sipping.
I know you had the whole room on fire. Everybody was mad at you.
I was sipping. I was sipping and scrolling. I was on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
I was sipping and scrolling, and I came across a picture, and he had these said tight pants on. I got my tight pants. I got my tight pants on. So me, like, I had been sipping for a while. So I was like, oh, you know what? I'm going to comment. So I commented, like, you know, the that whole thing from Saturday, what was it, from the, oh, God, what is his name? The Jimmy Fallon show. It's a whole little segment that they had, they sing that song. So I just kind of posted it underneath the picture. Because the thing is, the tight pants are white. So when Jimmy Fallon and Will Ferrell are singing the tight pants on, their pants are white too.
Oh, damn. Mm-hmm. Appropriate.
So I think that might have, like, that was just, like, really, bitch, like, I did it. And then, like, a little while later, I was blocked deleted and blocked.
Yeah, he was looking at your profile, like, looking at your Facebook, like, you know that meme where Snoop Dogg is meme mugging? Like some baby boy, and they'd be like somebody looking at your Facebook profile like this.
Yes.
Yeah, you got him mad. He was livid.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't been deleted and blocked. I'm still on their page. And
give it a minute.
Yep. Oh, he can delete and block me. I don't care. Because, first of all, I'll talk about you in your face. I don't care. Y'all know me. I do not care about that boy's soul. Y'all already know it. I think he's a gummy bear. He looked like an old, old nasty.
Not a gummy bear. Oh, my God. No. Not an Oompa Loompa gummy bear. I can't.
It has a beard. It's like his nasty, like his hair stank. Everything about him just irks my nerves. And it feels like
looks like he got a piece of corn stuck in there. Like, it looks like it's corn.
Oh, God,
like, it don't matter what time of day it is. Like, he looked like the type that'll have food stuck in it. It don't matter what time of day it is.
Nasty,
it's always
bastard.
Like, bro, you got a piece of corn in your beard.
That's
what he looked like.
Bastard.
He looked like the type that you got to stop and be like, hey, you got oatmeal in your beard in the morning.
Ew.
And then you'd be like, you got corn in it in the afternoon.
Yeah, I need a picture, please. I'm a visual person,
okay.
Okay, I need to make sure that my visual in my mind is matching up with what y'all seeing. Because God.
Okay, I got you, boo. At the end of the show, I got you, girl. I got you. This info.
I can't deal with you.
You know what? I ain't gonna call him the Oompa Loompa. I ain't gonna call him.
You call him a gummy bear. You can't. You call him a gummy bear. That's enough. You call him a gummy bear.
You didn't hear what else I called you.
I got a question. Is he a Haribo gummy bear or is he like a dollar store or a Walmart gummy bear?
He is.
No, you know what he
is? A Dollar Tree gummy bear.
Yeah, it's a Dollar Tree.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit. Them motherfuckers be all sticky and hard. They don't even.
He's gelatinous, honey. He's gelatinous.
A gelatinous ass mess.
You know what? If you're listening to this show and it's your first time showing up here, we do apologize because we just went on a rant about this just one person who just gets up under our skin. And because it started for me when he took one of my ideas and tried to switch it and say it was his. I stopped messing with him a long time ago. I don't like people who like to steal ideas. I don't like those.
Yeah.
Get your own shit.
That's
why you riding
shady.
Mine?
Exactly, shady ass.
You know what I'm saying? And so I feel like I know I have no respect for you because when it boils down to it, you ain't shit. You ain't going to be shit. I ain't going to say nothing about your kids because you got five of them and you don't take care of them, so that really makes you shit.
Oh,
and you try to act like you this, that, and the third. Yeah, I have a real problem with you. Like, that's just
okay,
me.
So
I don't know about anybody else's story, but that's my problem with you.
So if you did decide to listen to this show tonight, I hope you get this in the club, because I know that's probably what you're heading to now.
I got my tight pants on.
My tight pants on.
Everybody's looking because my tight pants on.
Y'all too much.
Everybody's
okay, so he basically is a nut-hugging, gelatinous, non-taking care of his kids, ideal-feeling ass motherfucker, right?
He's a bitch-ass dude.
That's bitch ass since I'm 12.
You know, yeah. And I understand that they exist. I understand they exist. I know. Diddy pointed them out to us back in the day when he said that some people suffer from bitch asses. We did not know at that time that people would be diagnosed with that shit. And they'd be walking around here today with that shit. His nigga breathes this bullshit. So therefore, you bitch ass. His old, my ample, round ass. I
terminal.
Care.
Terminal bitch asses.
Yes. It's like a cancer. You know, he has it, and it's just spreading. It's like it spreads from his gelatinous body into other people, and they believe the shit that he says. And, like, you know, it's just, I just don't like you. I don't like you at all. And it's not, and if y'all know it's rare for me to say, I don't like you. I like everybody until you do some dumb shit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like him. I don't like him at all. I don't like your spirit. I don't like your faith. I don't like nothing about you. I don't have a good thing to say about you. But nothing. Like, it's bad when you don't have nothing good to say about a person.
Yeah, that's bad.
So,
real bad.
So I hope that one day he stops Facebook fronting and becomes a normal person. But
mm-hmm.
That day has not come, and so therefore he's just gonna be fat and gelatinous. Yeah, and we know you ain't got no hoes because you live with your mama. Okay. So,
oh shit!
Oh, y'all like how I got that song, so we can just end it right here.
Oh Lord.
What's up?
I'm just gonna stop.
Okay.
I'm just gonna take a, I have to take a minute.
Maybe next show we can talk about guys who live at home with their mama.
Oh Lord. Oh.
And I'm not talking about you taking care of your mama because she's sick. I'm talking about you real life legit living home with your mama. You still sleeping in the same bed that you sleep in.
Sleeping in that twin bed that he was sleeping in when he was 14. Ain't gonna be trying to be acting like that. Nigga, get your weight up with them tight ass pants on. I don't even know you, but I don't like you.
Don't like him. Don't dislike him because I don't like him, honey. But you know, I tell Drew.
No, because I don't like the character that's being presented before me. Because like, I see that little you know, Monsters Inc. That blob or whatever that thing. Not Monsters Inc. But Monsters versus Aliens. That blob thing, Bob the Blob or whatever. That's what I'm like picturing in my head. But I'm being real petty right now.
You
so
ain't,
just.
Girl.
I'm tired.
Girl, you just got off work and you jumped in on here. We appreciate you coming in tonight. Good people, it's the holiday weekend. So I suggest you all drink, be merry, be safe. Don't do nothing that I wouldn't do.
A little bit. Just a little bit. Just do a little bit of something I might do.
I said, I don't know what I'm getting into this weekend. Like, I don't know. Like, I have nothing. Nothing. I'm going to be on my best behavior. So you be on your best behavior, too.
Imaz, I think that y'all should do an on-location show in Arizona. I think we need to make that happen. And then we can go.
Girl, I got to figure out, because I just got information about two trips I'm supposed to take next year. Out, girl. I got to figure out my life, figure out my money. I got to figure it out. I got to figure this life out, honey. They want me to see some world, and I need some world to come see. So we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. And you know what? Before we go, I upgraded my little Facebook thing on my phone. I can do Facebook Live, but I don't really got nothing to talk about on there. Like, it kills me. I know we're supposed to be ending the show, but this is another situation on Facebook that I'm so sick of. Like, why do you always lie? Why are you always talking about stupid shit?
My thing about that, if you're going to go live, clean your damn house.
Oh, my goodness. What you didn't say. And clean them fucking nasty-ass bathroom mirrors and nasty bastards.
For real. God, we got to get in somebody take a selfie and got 100,000 on that damn mirror.
Right, like, you can see that shit before you take them pictures. Nobody got time to see the toothpaste and shit just on there from years and months. But what the fuck you do just taking toothpaste on the mirror? What the fuck
y'all
that?
Much,
I don't
y'all
understand.
Y'all too much for my entire life. Oh, my God. I got tickled from a healthy place.
No, the only reason I said that because it's this one chick on my timeline, and I think she's from Chicago, I think. But I really don't care. She goes live all the time, and all she do is smoke weed. And I'm like, okay, there's one roach. There's a spider. Okay, there's a soda can just laying right there. Okay, you just not going to pick up your drawers? You just going to leave them sitting there? Okay, all right. We doing this today.
See?
And it is like that, and I'll be cracking up, and then everybody always asks me, why you don't go live? Because for one, my friends ain't they won't comment, and then I refuse to go live, and then be sitting there talking to myself 100,000 miles per hour, and ain't got no comments, no feed, no nothing, and it's so much of that going on, and then they do it so much. And they're just sitting there talking, and ain't nobody commenting.
Oh, Dre, how about the ones that just be sitting there, like, with the music playing, they just be looking and bobbing their head, like, what?
Oh, yeah, like the,
what?
Like the one I posted.
Yeah, you just sitting there, like you trying to get brownie points.
Yeah, the girl was trying to Snapchat, and she was trying to hit a car in the back.
Right, dumbass. Mm.
Yeah, I thought that was funny. I thought that was.
Get your whole life together.
Because I posted it. It was like she could have got hurt. Like, whatever. Her dumb ass. I bet she's scared as hell. And when she, all of a sudden, she was sitting there, she's all into it. All of a sudden, boom. And they heard her cut the damn camera off.
Oh, my goodness. People doing fireworks already. It ain't even
the fourth. Oh, Lord. See, we're not even going to talk about that. We're not even going to roll that far.
Okay, okay.
Because
I ain't going to say that. Okay, I'm going to shut up.
My neighbors. Wait a minute. Let me tell you about my neighbor one time. And we really gonna get off the show at this time. My neighbor, girl, yes, her and her grandchildren, was out there shooting fireworks in the daylight. So, fuck is your problem?
You can't even see that shit. You can't even see the colors. You just sparkles just blending in with the sky.
Yeah. So I just, you know.
Okay.
I just told him to go in the house and stay in there. Go in the house. Please stay. Don't come back out. Don't come back out. Don't come back out. You just don't. What you just did don't even make sense to a blind man. So I need you to stop doing whatever it is you're doing. And go look at the house. Like right now. In the middle of the parking lot. In the middle of the day. It was like 10 o'clock in the morning. So you know the sun is bright and shining.
And
it was something different if it was 6 o'clock in the morning. Right. You know me. 80 degrees at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Like, what is wrong
with me? Why? How come? Well, housewife.
Oh, man, no. I can't say nothing because I swear to God, but my neighbor woke me up the other day. Panda. I got all my stuff. Like, nigga, 9 o'clock in the morning, you got bras in Atlanta.
Bras in Atlanta, right. And you don't even, black you six in the Phantom. Like, what the fuck, what?
And he had me so damn, you know how you be sleep, and all of a sudden the music started playing, you just start bobbing in your damn sleep, you don't know what the hell's going on.
Yeah.
That's how it works here. And she said, Panda, when that fall come on, he said, Prah! I jumped. I was like, what the fuck?
It's not. Not the, you said a little blah. Do it again, Dre.
Yeah, we know when they were blah. I got balls in the room. I'm like, get the fuck out of here at 9 o'clock in the motherfucking morning. And you 50-some years old.
He have an identity crisis.
I'm done.
He having a,
it's your turn.
Midlife crisis.
We are definitely into recorded time. And if you are still on the phone line, you are getting a good piece of information. It's fine. Y'all are too bad. So, good people, good night. Have a nice weekend. Talk to you and I talk about you come Tuesday morning because that's a 3-day weekend and I ain't got to do nobody's work.
I know that's right. Yes, well.
All right.
Hey.
Well, good night, people.
What? All right. Good night,
y'all.
Good night.
That picture.
Good night. Okay, please do.
What? I got the phone. Good night.